Written language and spoken language require distinct things from us. Formal writing is hard. Sometimes when someone has writer's block, we may advise, just write it down like you'd say it. And while this advice might help get a few ideas onto the page to start, it's not good advice for more formal edited prose. In addition to all the ums and uhs almost all of us would then be writing down, and those ums and uhs often do serve a purpose in speech, we would often be writing down run-on sentences overflowing with the word and. This aligns more with how we actually speak. And we'd be using many a but and so rather than more formal however and therefore. The expectations for more formal prose now promote more subordinated structures, with subordinators like while, when, though, because, since, whereas, and the like. And written prose often benefits from more variety in how we connect sentences of different lengths, rather than lots of ands in a row. But there's a bigger distinction at play. Written language cannot tolerate the level of ambiguity that spoken language can. I wish someone had told me that when I was an emerging writer. Most of the time when we speak, contextual clues can clarify what we mean, from a hand gesture to specify the referent of a this or a that, to tone and facial expression to capture sarcasm, to shared context or knowledge with our audience to allow us some shorthand here or there. And when we're speaking with someone, if something goes off the rails of clarity, the confused expression on that person's face or their question will let us know that we have been unclear and need to slow down and clear up whatever we've said. But in formal writing, we usually are not there to clear up any confusion, so we need to minimize ambiguity. For example, a misplaced modifier will usually zip by unnoticed in speech. Consider a sentence like, as celebrities, we can expect bloggers to dissect every detail of J.Lo and Ben Affleck's marriage. But in writing, we should clarify that the celebrities we're referring to are J.Lo and Ben Affleck, not us, by putting the modifier as celebrities next to J.Lo and Ben. As writers, we should go back to make sure it's clear what we mean by an unattended this. Will our readers know what this refers to? Does every he, she, it, and they have an unambiguous antecedent? If we're using the pronoun we in our prose, is it clear who is included in that we? If not, revise. That's what careful writers do. Differences between speech and writing also help explain something about the world of texting, as young people repurpose punctuation to do some of the work of tone and facial expression and other contextual cues. In case you didn't know, the period at the end of a text is serious and possibly even angry. The neutral way to end a text is with no punctuation at all. And there is a difference between one exclamation mark and two, between a period and dot, 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 which you might call ellipses, but young people call dot, dot, dot. Texting punctuation among young texters is far from chaos. It is a nuanced written system for disambiguating tone in a written medium where communication is often moving fast and the potential for misunderstandings is great.